ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's first Prime Minister of Indian ancestry, who was ousted in a coup 20 years ago, is planning a return to the political arena with hopes of leading the country out of its COVID-19 economic troubles. Mahendra Chaudhry is the man whose government was hijacked at gunpoint and held hostage for more than 8 weeks by Indigenous nationalists back in 2000. But can Mr. Chaudhry influence the country's politics the same way he did almost two decades ago? Kelvin Anthony takes a look.
When Mahendra Chaudhry was released after being held hostage for 56 days, these were his first few words.
What we need to do is it's a time for deep reflection and reconciliation and reconstruction of the country. I think that's what we also need to do, to work together to put the country back. I have a vision for Fiji. Unfortunately, we were not allowed to fulfill that. We are deposed after 12 months, but I'll continue to work for
it. The popular trade unionist turned politician had been prime minister for 12 months after his multiracial government came to power in 1999. But it was quickly deposed when Indigenous nationalist George Speight led a civilian takeover of parliament. He declared he was defending the rights of Itoke Fijians. The incident's been described as a showcase of the country's racial tensions. Mr. Chaudhry didn't give up on politics. He's since played a part in Frank Bainimarama's military government as finance minister before being pushed out in 2008. Then in 2014, he was convicted for tax evasion and paid a $2 million Fijian dollar fine to avoid 15 months behind bars. His conviction made him ineligible to contest the last two elections in 2014 and 2018, and many people thought his political career was over. But now the 78-year-old is planning a comeback.
I'm seriously considering it because there have been approaches made by people, prominent people in the country, for me to take up politics again actively by contesting the election.
Mr. Chaudhry has positioned himself as one of the most vocal critics of the Bainimarama government's policies. He says he's worried about the direction Fiji is heading.
They've had 13 years at the helm of this country. And unfortunately, we are in deep trouble under their governance. The country is heavily in debt, poverty levels are rising, unemployment is a big problem. And now with COVID-19, of course, situation has worsened, and it'll be a long time before the nation recovers.
The COVID-19 pandemic has shut down tourism, the country's major economic base, and sent tens of thousands of people into unemployment. Fijians have had to dip into their retirement funds to support themselves. And with concerns over national debt surpassing Fijian $8 billion, Mr. Chaudhry believes the government's policies just aren't working out.
Simply their mix of policies is not helping the country. It's increasing the gap between the haves and the have-nots, and it's not going to do any good if they're given another term.
But Mr. Chaudhry's Labour Party has been in decline for a number of years. It didn't win a single seat in Parliament in the last two elections.
Chaudhry returning comes with the benefit of name recognition, of vast political experience, and it also it's a reflection of the discontent that he obviously sees in Fijian politics, the way it's operating at present.
Dominic O'Sullivan is an associate professor in political science at Charles Sturt University here in Australia. He can't see the former prime minister making any significant political gains and says Fiji's political system is now weighted in Frank Bainimarama's favour.
So while Chaudhry's consideration of coming back into politics and maybe contesting the next election is significant at a personal level, it would be very, very difficult for that to have a material impact on the election's outcome.
Professor Sullivan says that Mahendra Chaudhry's Labour Party promotion of multiculturalism is now also being presented by the ruling Fiji First. He says that will make it even harder for Mr. Chaudhry.
That kind of political philosophy is already represented through Fiji First, and Fiji First really controls the agenda because of the restrictions on public expression and media freedom and so on that are put in place. So, the stronger the Labour Party is, the stronger multiracial politics in a general sense. But at the same time, I don't think there's a clear multiracial market for Labour under Chaudhry to contest.
Mr. Chaudhry says Fiji's opposition parties need to form a united front.
So I think it has been realised that if the opposition remains split, then the chances of ousting the Fiji First government are not all that good. But if they are able to unite, then of course it's a different story altogether. There's definitely every prospect of them defeating the Fiji First government.
But past attempts to work together have failed, largely because of differences in political ideologies. And Professor O'Sullivan says although working together will give an electoral advantage, in reality it is difficult to achieve.
Tadalpa, for example, has a Fijian nationalist outlook. Chowdhury has a multiracial outlook. And those very important philosophical differences would have to be worked through in some way. There's also differences in class politics. Tadalpa is very much aligned with the Fijian aristocracy, and Labour, of course, grew out of the Fijian trade union movement, as have done Labour parties all around the world. So there are those class differences as well, and foundational differences in outlook that would also have to be worked through.
But Mr. Chowdhury believes working together is the best chance they have.
We need a government which is transparent and accountable, which is, of course, the last thing in the books of Fiji First Party. They are a government which doesn't consider itself as being accountable to the people. They definitely are not transparent. There is corruption is endemic in this country. And these are the problems that we're facing. We have a constitution which is not democratic.
Fiji's next election is still 2 years away, so plenty can still happen. Professor O'Sullivan believes that if Chowdhury were to ever lead another government, it could dramatically change Fiji's political landscape.
What is different, I think, between the government's multiracial politics and that which Chowdhury advocated is that it's very much an authoritarian government. It's a government that is also very pragmatic in a sense. It does tend to implement policies that favour certain sectors of the electorate that whose support it wants to cultivate, whereas the Fiji Labour Party, like the NFP, for example, have a more democratic, liberal democratic outlook. They're not really interested in using the power of the state to contain dissent or to control people's thinking or, you know, restrict what people can say. They're not interested in using the power of the state to shut other perspectives out. They're liberal democratic parties, and the Liberal Democratic Party that we have in Australia, for example.